Time for your letters. Last week, we did a story about the 60-year-old feud between sneaker giants Adidas and Puma. In the 1920s, brothers Adolf and Rudolf Dassler started a shoe business together, but they split in 1948 after years of bickering. Adolf created Adidas, Rudolf Puma, but they continued to live and work in the same Bavarian town. Legend has it that the town folk were allied with one brand or the other and would look down at your sneakers before talking to you.
People are passionate about their sneakers in Bavaria and here in the U.S., so we asked you to send us your favorite sneaker story and a photo.
Many of you did, and today we're going to share a few of our favorites.
Hello, my name is Steve Tennisketter, and my story is about a 34-year-old pair of Converse All-Stars.
Steve's sneaker story began in 1975. He was a 14-year-old kid from Worthington, Ohio, who desperately wanted a pair of leather Converse All-Stars. His mom broke down, cautioning Steve not to ruin them like his other shoes. Steve played basketball in those All-Stars for 6 years and still owns them, much to his mother's dismay.
I held them up and I said, "Do you remember these?" I think her comment was, "Why are you saving those old things?" And I didn't go through the whole story, but I did say, "Because you didn't think I would be able to take care of these."
Quite a few of you decided to forego fancy and opted for sneakers on the big day. We heard from people whose future husbands walked down the aisle in chocolate brown Nikes, in gray Chuck Taylors, and there's a photo on our website, Robert, from 1982, where the groom and the groomsmen are all wearing bright white Adidas with forest green stripes.
Well, you also wrote to us about sneakers and love and sneakers and war.
If you were hip and happening in America in the 1960s, Converse black low sneakers were really an in item. I wore black low sneakers through my first 2 years of college before I flunked out. And when I went to Vietnam in the fall of 1967, I brought my Connies with me.
That's Dennis Mannion from Cheshire, Connecticut.
And crossword puzzle fanatic Helen Anders of Boston loves wearing her crossword puzzle sneakers to gatherings of the Association of Game and Puzzle Collectors. Robert, I've seen these. Mm-hmm. The picture of these sneakers, they're great. They have the crossword puzzle grid printed all over them. Helen Anders is quite sure that Will Shorts, though, does not own a pair like this.
And sneakers to the rescue in New York City.
My name's Kimberly Steinhorn, and with the help of my sneakers, my husband delivered our son.
Kimberly went into labor early, and there was no time to drive to the hospital, so baby Jacob was born in their home office.
My husband, with stealth, ran into the bedroom, grabbed my sneakers, brought them back to the office, found scissors in the office drawer, cut the sneaker shoelace, and tied the umbilical cord.
And in case you're wondering, they were bright orange, saucony running shoes.
Thank you for taking the time to share your stories. You can find photos of the sneakers mentioned and more on our website, NPR.org.
Put on your high heel sneakers, try your weak hat on your...
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Susan Feeney, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Peter Alina. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
The staff includes Jonathan Baer, Art Silverman, Julia Buckley, Melissa Gray, Gabe O'Connor, Shireen Miraji, Sonari Glinton, and Bilal Qureshi.
And today, six of them are wearing sneakers. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.